Welcome back to a day of history. We have approved the vaccine. Canada's number three in the world. It goes the UK, Bahrain, and then Canada. A point in the game of trivia that I play with my kids, if you know the capital of Bahrain. 3, 2, 1, Manama. I only know that because I've been there. The U.S. has the 5th Fleet is based in Manama, Bahrain. I don't mean to be one of those dinky show-offs, but I happen to have been there with the Canadian Navy and the 5th Fleet. It's like going to like New Jersey. They've got a Harley Davidson outfit there. They got shops and the Navy's there. They got like 30,000 American troops based in Manama, where the 5th Fleet is. Anyway, so in Bahrain, they've got the vaccine. But this is historic. Now, a lot of folks are not going to take it because they're going to say, I don't trust it. That's why I said there's two viruses. There's the deadly health COVID-19 virus, and then there's the ride along, the remora that rides along with it, which is the virus of distrust. I don't trust the doctors. I don't trust the science. I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust big pharma. I don't trust the media. I don't trust the government. And yeah, I understand all that, except the science and the facts matter here. And even though every time someone hears a report, what, there was an allergic reaction in the UK, I'm not going to take it. That's, we just talked to Dr. Bogosh. These are being monitored. But Professor Tim Caulfield from the Canada Research Chair in Health Law and Policy, and the author of a great new book. He's the author of a bunch of books. You've probably seen his Guide to Cheating Death on Netflix that debunked the benefits or of health trends. But he's got a new book out called Relax, Damn It, A User's Guide to the Age of Anxiety, which is, you probably are bombarded by so much information, you don't know what to believe anymore. And people are falling prey to conspiracy theories. And I always say facts matter, and Tim's here to talk about that. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I've been to Bahrain too, by the way. Fascinating place.
It is, right? So you were like, oh, it's Manama, buddy. On it.
I was going to flex, but you beat me to it.
It's a good flex, right? Because it's a decent flex. It's a kind of a cool place. Just let's start on the vaccine, and then we'll go, because the vaccine is fraught with doubters. And that's why I think it's so important to listen to Health Canada. On what's going on, there is like an epidemic of distrust.
There really is, and it's depressing. You know, we've been following this extremely closely at the Institute. You know, in early days, the anticipation was that the Canadians would be all in on the vaccine, right? And in fact, there was even some talk that this was going to end vaccination hesitancy. Of course, I didn't believe that, but I thought there would be really big uptake. But what we've actually seen is a decrease in intention to get vaccinated over the past few months, a little bit of an uptick recently in intention to vaccinate, and I think that's largely because of the really good news about efficacy. But still, the numbers are not great. There's a huge amount of hesitancy, and I think you're right. It has to do with a breakdown in trust, and I think that people are concerned about the speed. People are concerned about political interference in the process. But more than anything, I think it has to do with the spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories associated with the vaccine. And there have been a couple of studies that have found exactly that. There's one out of the UK that came out very recently that showed that, yes, misinformation, conspiracy theories is having a broad impact on the intention to vaccinate. No surprise, but it's good to have the data that backs up our speculation. So this is a huge, huge problem, the spread of misinformation.
Yeah, it's a huge problem, and talk about, because this is what your book and your life and your center's about. How do people negotiate through? Because I get things from, I'm not exaggerating, I mean, not just, you know, on Twitter. You know, CEOs are sending me things like, Evan, this is going around my network. COVID's a fake. What do you make of this? And like, there are things that are, I'm just stunned that, you know, the most competent, what I would think sort of single-minded people are believing anything. How do people kind of cut through the BS out there and just kind of hew to what's kind of factual?
I get those emails too, you know, from people that are you serious? You're sending me this?
Yeah.
And it's from people that are getting their information from Facebook, from, you know, Instagram, from Twitter. And the interesting study of McGill found that, again, no surprise here, Evan, but people who get their news from Facebook, from Twitter, more likely to be misinformed and more likely to believe the misinformation.
But some of this misinformation is like, hey, wait, Evan, this guy's a doctor in Scotland. And it's like, oh, my God. And then I show it to another doctor, and I'm like, this guy's full of crap. How do you figure out? How does the average layperson go, well, two doctors are fighting, which one do I believe?
Well, first of all, never believe anything. You know, first of all, if you're getting it directly from social media, that's a reason to be something. And it's ironic because I'm on social media all the time. I just tweeted you. But be skeptical. The other thing you want to do is you want to go to sources that are aggregating the science in a responsible manner. So what do I mean by that? This is confusing. You know, COVID is confusing. The science is still emerging. So you want to go to an entity that is looking at the body of evidence. Always turn to the body of evidence and presenting it in a way that's responsible. And yes, I mean the World Health Organization. I mean the Public Health Agency of Canada. I mean the provincial health authorities. I know that there's issues of trust right now, but those are still the entities I think that are doing the best job. And always be skeptical of sources that are based on a single study or on a single voice, you know, testimonials. Always look for that body of evidence. And the other thing that is a real red flag for misinformation is if it's based on secret information, right? This person has access to secret knowledge. That's, again, a clear sign that this may be just a conspiracy theory.
Or, you know, and I said this yesterday, you know, this is an Israeli well-known scientist who says aliens exist. Hey, when you don't have proof, and then they say, well, of course we don't have proof. They told us not to. It's like, oh, my God. Just real quick, I love this book, Relax, Damn It, A User's Guide to the Age of Anxiety. Just give me a sense of what I'm going to get when I read this over the holiday.
Well, the gimmick is it takes place over a day, and I analyze all the decisions, you know, the sort of the typical decisions that we make throughout the day, from, you know, big decisions to little decisions, toilet seat up, toilet seat down, and I look at what the evidence actually says about all those decisions, but I also look at all the cultural forces that shape our beliefs about those decisions. So it's sort of like a Trojan horse to explore what we're just talking about, right? You know, all of these social forces that are misleading us. And hopefully, I map a way forward, a more relaxed way forward. And I try to have fun along the way, too.
If you talk to my wife, by the way, let me just give you the answer. It's seat down. First, I'm supposed to put it up. Then I have to put it down. That's the key. That's how you have a happy marriage. The screw the top on the toothpaste and put the seat down after you're done. A hot tip. Give me that the thing that I shouldn't be anxious about. The thing in the morning when I'm having my breakfast cereal. What should I not just put that away?
Well, first of all, go ahead and have a cup of coffee. There's so much noise about coffee, but the evidence is actually pretty clear. It's probably good for you. Don't worry about your. There's nothing magic to breakfast. There's, again, so much noise about breakfast is the best, most important meal of the day. I love breakfast.
Thank God.
By the way, it's just all noise, right?
You know what? Guys, I got to take a break. Tim, you're the best. Relax, damn it's the new book. Get it. It's good.